Or he might break out in a...
Yeah, in a rag-like or a whiskers-like. And I'm sure it'll make you sore too.
Yeah. Begin to sweat a pretty good bit too, wouldn't you?
You ain't kidding. Yeah, right. Begin to sweat. Fire.
You know, some people get these places on their arms, it's real sore. It got a little white spot right in the middle and red on the outside. Sometimes you have to mash those things. What do you call them?
Well, I call a little blood boiling. I call a little rising, pimple, and so on.
And what's that stuff that comes out when you mash it, that white stuff?
They call it corruption. Mm-hmm. Ow. Yeah, corruption.
Mm-hmm. And if you've got a place on your finger that's cut and it got infected, it might start to get bigger. You say your fingers...
Infection in it. An infection in it. Get worse all the time. Mm-hmm.
And if your whole hand gets bigger, you might say, well... Yeah. My goodness, I didn't know my hand was gonna...
It all swelled up, I was getting blood pouring in or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Your syphilis.
Uh-huh. You know, when somebody is doing something like chopping wood with an axe, and if they're not used to it, they'll get blisters on the hands. What do you call that liquid that's inside the blister?
I don't know what to call it. I never heard it called. It's water just on the hands.
Uh-huh. Or if I accidentally shot my leg or stabbed my leg, might have to go to the doctor so the doctor could treat the
wound.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Or if a wound doesn't heal cleanly, you know, the flesh around it might kind of turn whitish and look real bad. Hey, what kind of flesh is that? What would you call it?
Proud flesh.
Mm-hmm. And talking about getting a cut on your finger, if you don't want it to get infected, you might go to the medicine cabinet and put some
Athalate on it, or iodine, or anything you might have. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of this? It's kind of a white powder, bitter, that people used to take for malaria.
Right. Quinine. Mm-hmm. Bitter quinine.
Have you ever had to take any of that?
Yeah, Lord.
Is that right?
You and our kid, alcohol. Hmm.
Well, talking about a person who's been real sick, you might say, well, the doctor did everything he could, but the patient...
He's passed away anyway. Had to die.
Have you ever heard anybody say anything else besides die? If he was, if he might have been joking about it, he might say, well, that old tightwad finally.
I know, yes. Well, I don't know, just passed away or something like that, so that one thing I remember.
Have you ever heard people say he kicked the bucket?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, old so-and-so kicked the bucket. I sure have.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how that got started. Kick the bucket.
Oh, no. I don't know how that got started.
Uh-huh.
The man dying and started kick the bucket. I sure do.
Oh, me. Or you might say about a person, well, he's been dead a week now, but nobody's yet figured out what he had,
what is wrong with him, mm-hmm. what he died with.
What do you call a place where people are buried? That's the...
Graveyard, cemetery, mm-hmm. either one.